The Lord give you his peace, heart dwellers. Mother Claire began, "These have been stressful weeks for all of us, but we are beginning to feel there is a breakthrough coming. Lately, we have been feeling God's mercy at work, a sense of prayers being answered. Our greatest hope is that we avoid a world war and get our real president back in office, along with more and more souls turning to God. Lately, a few of us here on the refuge have been feeling a bit of a reprieve. As we prayed the rosary together, Our Lady began speaking to us. The hand of grace has been moving. Your feeling is right. There are some very good things going on right now. Prayers are being heard, Claire. There are things which surely will come to pass, but with continuing prayer, they are lessened. This is the secret of the kingdom of heaven. Prayer changes things. Continue to apply your hearts to prayer, for these are the most powerful. The prayer of the heart is so very powerful. When all souls in a rosary group ask for my prayers with intentionality and from the heart, it is far more powerful when I present them to the Father. It is indeed time for people to leave the world and prepare for the future promised to those who watch and wait. While you have this time of peace, apply yourselves to the work you have begun. Do not slack off on the instructions given. I know that all things do not connect with you, but you will see the fruit of your labors of obedience and understand the wisdom was given from heaven. We are calling you to a sometimes blind obedience where you do not feel connected to what is given. This is to be an example to all. Do whatever he says. The one who is responsible because the Lord works through those in legitimate authority, whether they are less endowed with wisdom than you are or not. When one is appointed in authority to a task, they may not have the experience to dispense with perfect wisdom. Because of their office, God gives what is lacking, because it comes with the office. In this way, none of you will be subjected to the emotional turmoil that sometimes enters in when you don't feel connected. I wish for you all to abandon yourselves into the arms of divine providence and blind obedience. This will protect you from the many snares of human reasoning, pride, and emotional walls that can be devised against you. Of course, you never must obey anything that seriously violates your conscience, but you must make a distinction between self-will and knowing better, and real concerns in your conscience. Beloved ones, this is a great step forward in your sanctity. When you are truly meek and teachable, you do not react with objections and reasoning that obscures the obedience being asked of you. Self-will and the human intellect will often rise up and argue against what is being asked for many different reasons. One of them is indeed sloth and inconvenience, the extra effort that comes with that obedience. When something seems off, pray for the one who is responsible, and if they are off course even just a little bit, we will adjust their thinking, and you will have a pleasant surprise that they made amendments to the original request. Neutrality and objectivity are marks of humility, which is the foremost virtue. I am leading you all along the way of holiness. I am with you now more than ever to support what God is doing in your midst. I am your Mother of Mercy, and I love you tenderly as only a mother can. Remember, throughout my life, I prayed for Jesus. Do not be ashamed to ask for my prayers as well. That was the end of her message. Mother Claire continued, "Dear ones, I want to share with you some of the wonderful things that have been going on lately. I have found myself less and less interested in food and eating, less and less interested in having anything beyond necessity, and more at ease being real, which at times can be embarrassing when I haven't even brushed my hair since I woke up. I am feeling more and more desire to take care of the really important things, such as messages and music, and less interested in keeping my space perfectly organized. I'm learning to let go of my preoccupation with neatness. In reverse of these former habits, I am longing more and more for Jesus. I am feeling his heart longing for me as well, and I can't wait to get into prayer. There is such a sweetness when I come before him with the desire to just be there for him. I feel like my heart has been sweetened and softened towards him and all that is holy. It's a beautiful feeling, like my early days, the honeymoon days when we were together in a pure and spiritual way. Jesus is becoming my everything again. I know what has brought this change about. Mary has a sweet, loving mother's heart, and spending time with her, asking for her intercession, has brought me on a sweeter, more intimate fellowshipping with Jesus. I'm not so much all business. I am more drawn to just being in his presence and appreciating him. I know this is the work of the Holy Spirit through his spouse's, Mary's, intercession. I was a hardcore fundamentalist for 7 years. It was like being in a single-parent family, where the only parent was Dad. Now I know the sweetness of having a mother too, and her instruction is so very gentle and motherly. Everything about her is feminine, yet thoroughly in love with God. They say that you become like those you spend time with, and I have to say, spending time in her presence has had an invisible effect on me. I didn't realize until lately how precious and gentle her presence is, and how it has erased that hard fundamentalist edge and given me instead a mother's love for Jesus, a tender love, a love that no words can describe. It isn't so intellectual anymore. It is much more like family, being in a family where everyone loves and appreciates one another. But most of all, they are in love with God and seek only his will and pleasure for their lives. Glory to God. It is a wonder. I know some of you are really still caught in the praying to Mary, goddess lie. But please take a moment and ask her to make her presence felt, even with Jesus' presence, so you know it isn't a lying spirit. That's what I first did when I discovered her role, and she has brought me closer to Jesus than I ever thought possible. You have nothing to fear from her, as she is filled with the Holy Spirit, and her thoughts are his thoughts. She just has a sweet, motherly way of presenting them. God bless you, precious ones. I want to thank you for remembering our mission. It's that time of year where we try to buy several cords of wood for the poor living on the mesa. Resources are a bit stretched right now, and we would greatly appreciate your help with our mission and the needs of the refuge. Your prayers mean everything to us. I love you and thank God for you. May the blessing of our sweet Jesus cover and fill you with his peace and love. Amen.